Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine, while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Hi there. Good morning. 11 o'clock on this gorgeous day. I'm Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon. Dr. Samira Umeb has the weekend off.
She does indeed.
Yes, we all have the weekend off next weekend for Memorial Day with some special favorite calls. It's kind of a best of show from this year.
We recorded some time too.
Yeah, and some new things too.
We'll be putting on there.
Awesome. Yeah. And then I'm off the next weekend, which is why we have our producer.
I'm training. I got the training wheels on today. Mark and helping.
You're doing
out
great. You know what? You've been riding without the training wheels all morning. You just didn't know it.
Okay. Well, I like the encouragement.
Yep. Doing a great job.
Yeah. See, I don't get a weekend off until July.
That's right.
But I take the first two weekends in July off.
There you go.
Okay. Well, we'll be ready for that.
Ask him where he's going.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Europe.
Oh, wow.
We're
going
to fly into Amsterdam and spend 3 days on bicycles around the canals. And then we're going to fly over to Prague in the Czech Republic. And just because I've never been to Prague.
That's supposed to be beautiful.
The old square there is supposed to be gorgeous. Mm. And then we're going to take the train down to Austria.
Yes.
And let's see. What is the town in Austria?
Is it Salzburg? You're headed? Okay,
Salzburg,
for the music festival.
We'll be in Salzburg for the Mozart Festival.
Mozart was from there.
But also a darker view. I want to go up and see the Eagle's Nest, where it was Hitler's castle up in the mountains. That's only about 45 minutes out of Salzburg.
Wow.
So I'm going to go see the Eagle's Nest, and then we're going to hop back on the train and go over to Vienna.
Ooh.
And we will play in Vienna for 4 or 5 days and then come home. I'm interested in going back to Austria. I've only been to Austria a few times. First time I went to Austria, I was on a bicycle. I spent about 15 days bicycling across Austria. And I was only 20 years old or so. I've never figured out how they made the whole damn country uphill. I don't recall coasting down a single hill.
No, you were just going up and up. Both ways up.
Yeah, always seemed that way. But it was a fun trip. I was young. I was poor. I was dumb.
And you were 93% disabled.
This was on one of my breaks. What would happen is in those days in Letterman Army Hospital, we had 6 patients for every hospital bed that was available. The Vietnam War had swamped the care system, and so they would bring you in, they'd do a surgery or something, and they'd send you out for a month of convalescent leave, and they bring you back. And if they had a bed, they'd readmit you and do your next surgery. And if they didn't have a bed, they'd just kick you out for another month. So in my 25 months as a patient at Letterman, I had a lot of months off. And I could just go over to the Air Force Base and get a space-available flight anywhere in the world for free.
And recoup there.
And so when they told me I had, 30 days convalescent leave, I'd go get on an airplane and just see where it was going and just go. So I spent a little bit over a week wandering the beaches in Bali, I bicycled in Austria. I used the time.
You know? Good job.
Yeah.
Exploring the world. But since,
because I was broke, because my salary was only $240 a month at the time. I lived on bread and cheese in Austria, and I couldn't always afford a youth hostel. So I spent some nights sleeping beside the road in a farmer's field. You know, I just pull the bicycle over and stop and feast on bread and cheese, and that was it till morning.
This would make a really good movie or miniseries. Like I'm thinking.
Adventure.
Call Marcus Brotherton of the Band of Brothers and have him do your book. Okay, we've got some more calls to get to.
Calls. People are calling 206-644-6006. If you would like to talk to Dr. Mixon, call right now with your question, 206-644-6006. 006. And moving on to Bonnie in Edmonds. Hopefully you're still hanging on, Bonnie. What's your question for Dr. Mixon?
Hello, Bonnie. Yes. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Mixon, Lynette, and the new guy.
That would be Mark.
Mark.
Say, I'm calling for my significant other, and he's decided that he's brave enough to get on the phone and ask you the question. Then
okay.
I would have a quick follow-up question.
All right, well, let me have the male half of the team. Come on.
Hey, hello, doctor. We've actually met before. So at one of your conferences. But I 64, and a few years ago, finally, I started to get some gout symptoms and mm-hmm. have had my uric acid level was tested in January, and it was a 8.9, okay. Normal 3 to 8.5. So when I'd had it in my toes, my big toes a couple times, and whenever I'd had an episode, I'd just use the colchicine was what I...
Colchicine, yeah.
Colchicine, and normally just take a couple and pretty much go away, and I go on my merry way. And, you know, I'm trying to watch some diet things and stuff, but about a week and a half ago, my left thumb... the knuckle there really swelled up pretty bad, got red, and mm-hmm. And so I went ahead and tried some of this. I did get in touch with Kaiser Permanente, my doctor, through them. But I it seemed to bring the flare up. If it is gout, it could be something different, but it's been pretty severely swelled up, lots of pain. It just seemed to have all the same symptoms, but just in the thumb area. So I've taken the colchicine a couple times to try to for a few days, and it seems to have gotten a little better. And I put some of the lotion with pain relief for arthritis, but mm-hmm. it's still hanging in there. And
okay. let's talk about this just a little bit, okay? First of all, the primary places you see in gout are the big toes and the thumbs. So, you know, you're right on target with the most likely diagnosis. Not a whole lot of things give you swollen, painful thumbs other than gout.
Mm-hmm.
Colchicine is probably the second most effective short-term therapy for gout. The fastest, most potent is a corticosteroid, but those have the most side effects. So if colchicine will do it, stick with the colchicine. You can also add NSAIDs, you know, ibuprofen, ketoprofen, that sort of thing will help.
Okay.
But if this is a recurring problem and it comes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, you'd probably be wise to talk to your doctor about putting you on allopurinol.
Okay.
Okay, allopurinol is a drug that actually helps your body to process the uric acid into urea. Okay, when we are digesting purines, that is the genetic material that is in proteins. We break the purines down to something called uric acid. The uric acid is supposed to be converted in your kidneys into urea. And that's why we call it urine, urea, mm-hmm. urine, okay? But if your kidneys aren't good enough at converting, then that uric acid builds up in the joint as forms crystals, sharp-edged crystals in your joint, and that's causing the pain.
Oh, yeah.
And so the colchicine will knock that down in a hurry, but you got to take enough of it long enough. So don't just stop after a day or two. Use it for, you know, 2-3 weeks if you need to.
But, okay.
But get that pain gone. And then talk to your doctor about the possibility of going on the allopurinol, which will prevent the crystals from forming. It'll let your body convert it more efficiently into the urea and dump it out in the urine. Okay?
Okay, great. I appreciate that. Bonnie has one more quick question. You have a great rest of the day. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Dr. Mixon, I have a granddaughter who's 18 and has a complexion problem. She breaks out on her cheeks really bad, and I told the mom, my daughter-in-law, that I'd heard that large quantities of vitamin A are good for things of that nature. Is that true, and what else could she do?
Yes, and sort of. There is a drug that is basically a very potent vitamin A analog that in kids that have got just intractable acne, they just cannot seem to control. We can give them this medication, and it will damp down the acne very, very well. And it is a vitamin A analog. The problem with it is, especially in a young woman, it would have devastating impact on a baby if she were to get pregnant. So we don't want it to get, you know, we don't use those drugs in anybody that has a possibility of getting pregnant in the near future. There's a lot of other things that can be done. There are some laser therapies that can actually be done to heal the scarring and to damp down the inflammatory reactions. There are some topical medications that we can use to get on there, some very potent antibiotics that we don't want to give her by mouth, but we can give her in a lotion that she can apply to her face. Because most of the problem with these outbreaks is infection. You get bacteria that get down into the pores and into the glands and into the oil and sweat glands and stuff and grow and cause basically pustules, little abscesses in the skin.
Yeah.
And if we can wipe out those bacteria, we wipe out the infectious process, okay? So a good...
That makes sense because she was a wrestler and had to wear headgear.
Yes.
Yeah. School. Yeah.
So, you know, but a good dermatologist can go through this whole list with you. They will start, sometimes we use an oral antibiotic like tetracycline. Again, in girls, we want to make sure they're not pregnant because it's tough on the baby. But doxycycline, tetracycline by mouth or topical, one of the clindamycin sort of antibiotics. And then there are other therapies we can use if we have to, but.
Okay. All right. And the vitamin A analog, is that what you call it?
Yeah, it's the brand name starts with a T. I can't remember right now. Tell you what, I'll look it up during the break, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Bonnie. Leroy, we'll get to you in just a moment. Need to take a quick break. Call right now with your questions for Dr. Mixon, 206-644-6006, 206-644-6006. This is Leading Edge Medicine, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinic. Back in moments.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
Such a great movie recently on the life of Elvis. This is Leading Edge Medicine. And back with your calls at 206-644-6006. And Dr. Mixon, you had a medication you wanted to mention Bonnie was looking for.
Accutane, that was the name of it.
Ah, okay.
Accutane, yeah.
Okay. Well, moving on to Leroy. He's been holding on for a while. Leroy in Covington, you have a question for Dr. Mixon.
Yes, good morning, doctor. Have there been any advancements in being able to dissolve calcification in soft tissues in the body, everything from arteries, heart, kidneys, anywhere yes. that calcification developed?
Yes, there have been. And this is one that I was actually chatting with Reuben Maiden, my favorite cardiologist, a few weeks ago about. There is now a catheter, a very thin catheter that will carry the sound wave, the acoustic impulse, and they can actually thread it into arteries in the blood supply to the kidneys, in the heart, in those arterial great big lumens that are getting narrowed from the calcifications. And they can actually send sound wave pulses down there that will break up the calcium, break it into tiny, tiny, tiny fragments so that they'll be more easily absorbed by the body. That's a relatively recent. I understand the first ones were out a couple of years ago, but it's now getting more and more common. So whether it's in peripheral, down in your feet and your legs or in your kidneys or in your heart, calcifications can now be broken up.
Now, with the a kidney stone that's causing no problems, is there a danger in not treating it?
Well, you know, kidney stones are kind of funny, depending on where they are. If a kidney stone gets big enough, it's not going to go down the ureter. It's never going to, because it's too big to fit in the ureter. And so those, you can get some gigantic stones in your kidneys. We basically call them staghorn calculi, because they basically look like a deer's horns. These great big things, and those don't usually cause much trouble because they're too big to get down and obstruct the flow. The ones that give people grief are those little tiny ones that are at the opening of the ureter from the kidney, where the ureter carries the urine down to the bladder. It'll be small enough to get in. It'll make its way part way down, and then it gets caught and plugs up the ureter so the urine can't get through. And those can be exquisitely painful. And we can now put a catheter right up that ureter, right to the stone, and break it into a thousand little tiny pieces and let it float through into the bladder, and you pee it out. So it makes a big difference.
And relief is like almost immediate, right? Once
you
it's
got
gone?
It. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So would a 10 millimeter stone be considered large?
Well, 10 millimeters, that's pretty good size, you know.
Is that bigger than the little tubes would allow for it to go through?
Well, you've got a tape measure. You can look and see what 10 millimeters is.
Okay.
An inch is 2.5 centimeters.
Okay.
So 10 millimeters is 1 centimeter. So a centimeter is about 40% of an inch.
Okay.
So that's pretty big. That's big. Not likely to get down into the ureter. If it's going to do any plugging, it would do it right at the top. But again, if it gives you grief, they do not have the capacity to run a scope right up that ureter. They put it through your penis, thread it through the bladder, into the ureter, all the way up the ureter to the stone, and then zap it.
So would doing it prophylactically be the smart thing to do, or just
they usually don't. They usually don't. It's not a totally cheap procedure. It's pretty kind of pricey. It's high tech. You know, you're talking about probably an afternoon in the hospital, which is $18,000 worth of hospital time. So generally, if you're having no pain, they don't bother with it. But if it causes any grief, they'll go get it for you.
Ouch.
So I had one quick comment about your advertising, uh-huh. and that the average doctor only spends 5 minutes and 22 seconds with you. Longevity spends a whole hour.
Yeah.
So that would, if, and it's terribly hard to find good doctors, primary care or anything else.
Yeah.
So if longevity, that would leave longevity with almost 55 minutes for their work if they took care of the 5 minutes and 22 seconds of the primary care doctor.
Yeah, I guess. Here's the, and we have talked about whether we wanted to expand into a primary care practice or not. We are hesitant to do so because you either sign their insurance agreement or you don't. And if you sign it, you have to follow their rules, which means I now have to give you the kind of care that the insurance company dictates. And I don't want to do that. Okay. But if I don't sign it and I'm doing primary care, now you're going to have to pay me out of pocket for the primary care visit in addition to our longevity visit. And, you know, if I were dealing with a really affluent group, if my practice was made up of millionaires, I'd do it and I wouldn't worry about it. But or not, you know, I've got a lot of mid to upper middle class patients. And I just don't want to hit them any harder than I need to. So we keep our costs as low as we possibly can and provide the best care we can. But our trade-off is we allow the primary care docs to do their primary care under insurance. Although I have to admit, my doctors are not above calling the occasional primary care doc and saying, hey, why don't you try this, that, or the other? So...
Well, that would be encouraging.
But we don't usually tell the patient. We just call the doctor because we don't want to embarrass the doctor when we do that. So that's doctor to doctor, not getting the patient involved. So.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Mixon.
You're welcome, sir. Take care.
Okay. Thanks, Leroy. And that opens up a line for you to call in, 206-644-6006. And we now go to Violet in Lacey. She's actually preparing for a longevity visit.
Well, good for her.
All right.
Thank you. I was wondering about testing. If there's cholesterol testing that you do, hormone testing, and do I bring my medical records, that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, now, tell me where you are in the process. Have you been in for the health analysis appointments?
I'm just coming in for a year. Okay.
For the health analysis appointment, we need your history. We need to know your current diagnosis, your medication list, so we know what you're taking. All right.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got any problems that have not been resolved, that you're interested in having somebody evaluate, they at least can take a look at that for you. But the big interest in the health analysis is, you know, we aren't checking all your hormones and stuff for sure at that one. You're going to come in. Mm-hmm. We're going to evaluate you. We're going to see what your risk factors are. We'll do the two free tests. And then if indeed it looks like based on your history, your diagnoses, and the couple of tests we've done, we say, you know, this person's headed for trouble. You know, we see bad stuff in your future. Then we're going to suggest that you go ahead and do the whole big panel. Now, that's about $600, $595. Mm-hmm. But that one's going to get you another hour with a doctor and about $2,000 worth of lab work. So that's a pretty good bargain. and that will at least then let the doctor look at 70 pages of laboratory work and decide, what can we really do for this person? At that point, you get to determine whether you want us to help you with your other problems or not. If you want us to help you, you sign up and become a patient. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. I have an appointment on the 30th.
Okay,
I'll take care of that. I'll make sure I get all my paperwork with me. So
get it all filled out before you come.
Yeah, so the second appointment is done... Separately, or on the same day?
No, that would be separate because if we decide you're high risk, then we're going to draw blood. Okay. We're going to send that to our lab. That's going to take us a week or more to get all the results back. Then we'll set you up to sit down with the doctor a second time, this time for a full hour visit, and they'll go over all that lab work and put it in context with your history.
Okay, great. Then my other question was on chelation therapy. And are you trying to say
chelation?
I'm trying to say it right.
Okay, chelation. All right. Okay, I tell you what, we've got to take a break. It's the bottom of the hour. But you hang on. We'll be right back, and I'll talk a little bit about chelation therapy.
Okay, back with more from Violet. And if you'd like to call in with your questions for Dr. Mixon, call right now, 206-644-6006. It's the Leading Edge Medicine Program brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinic. Back in just a few moments.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream.
And back with more of the Leading Edge Medicine Show, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinic. And Violet is actually getting ready to come in for her free health analysis and maybe a little bit more. And she still has some questions for you.
Yes. Well, let's see. What was it?
She had a second question.
What was your second question?
Violet?
Chelation therapy.
Oh, chelation therapy.
Did I say that right?
No, no, key. The L comes from chelation. Yeah. Right. Okay. Let me ask you, what are you interested in chelation for? Are we talking, are you trying to open up your coronary arteries? Have you got heavy metal poisoning? What's going on?
Yeah, that kind of thing. I was wondering, because my husband did it for a few years. Uh-huh. And then he quit doing it after he had some kind of weird reaction where he got a fever and I don't know, but he did it and he seemed to do okay with it. And I don't know, I have high cholesterol, so to me that might be something I want to look at in the future.
Well, maybe, but you know, there's two forms of chelation. There's the intravenous chelation that we use for people that have acute lead poisoning or arsenic poisoning, that sort of thing, and that some doctors do to try to open up your coronary arteries. We do not do that form because every year there are several deaths from having that form of chelation done because you don't just pull out the bad stuff. You pull out a lot of stuff. So adverse reactions with that very potent intravenous chelation, we just don't want to mess with. If we're going to do chelation, let's say that you have some symptoms, makes my doctor worry. He does a test and finds out that your lead or antimony or arsenic levels are higher than we want them to be. Okay, then we'll put you on a program of oral chelation, just some simple pills you can take on a regular basis. We have to put you on extra minerals because it doesn't just pull out the bad stuff. The chelation pulls out the good stuff too. Sodium, magnesium, potassium, things you really need are going to get pulled out of your body right along with the bad metals we're trying to get rid of. So we have to make sure that we replace the good stuff while we're trying to pull out the bad stuff. Okay, so that can be done, but I don't recommend it willy-nilly. I want to make sure we got a good reason for it. So let's do it this way. First diagnosis, then therapy. Because if you're not sure exactly what you're treating, the chances of treating it effectively are pretty poor. All right? But if we find something that requires chelation, you'll get it. But I don't see it happening very often. Most of the time, we can get everything tuned up just wonderful without that. Okay?
Oh, good. Okay, well, that's my questions today.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Have a nice holiday.
Thank you for the call.
Looking forward to see her as she gets ready for that visit to Longevity Medical Clinic. And you're listening today, and you find out that this show is brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinic. And you hear something about a free health analysis appointment. It includes two free tests, a blood test, and the in-body test. And again, Dr. Mixon, tell us what the in-body test is.
Well, the in-body is a simple device that will measure the amount of fat and muscle in all four extremities and in your core. And we like this because a lot of people think that they are fit, but when I measure the amount of actual muscle in their legs and in their arms, it turns out they're not where they ought to be. You know, we lose our muscle mass so slowly and progressively with aging that we often don't notice it. Our concept of normal changes over time very slowly. So we're going to measure all your muscle. We're going to measure your fat. We're going to measure that visceral fat in your tummy because that's a very dangerous fat. That one produces more than 80 different cytokines, peptides, enzymes, hormones that will actually increase the risk of strokes and heart attacks and dementia and diabetes, etc. So We're going to take a very good look at that. And then, of course, we'll do your hemoglobin A1C. We'll be seeing how many of your red blood cells have been damaged by that blood sugar. And that'll give us another set of parameters to integrate with your history and decide where we want to go. If you're having significant high risks, then we're going to strongly suggest you go ahead and do the full panel. Now, that panel is not free. That's just under $600. But for $600, you get A, $2,000 worth of lab work, because I do it in my lab, so I can do it cheap. And B, you get a full hour with a doctor to sit down at your second visit and go over all that lab work in your history and try to come up with a program to get you where you really want to go. Then you can decide if you want to be a patient or not. And if after all that and the time with the doctor, you decide that your goal in life is to get slow, fat, weak, dumb, and sexless, you just go right on and do it. And, you know, we'll wish you well. If, on the other hand, you don't like that future, you want to be strong, fast, lean, smart, and sexy, well, then we'll help you to get that accomplished too. So you're in charge. It's all up to you.
Okay, that's why you need to call now. Set up your appointment right now at 1-866-86-YOUNG. People are standing by to take those calls today. 866-86-YOUNG. And you can also go online and schedule that appointment at lmclinic.com. It's fast and easy. There is a clinic near you in Kirkland, Tacoma, and Linwood. Okay, moving on to, I think we have Ray in Woodinville, and he would like to ask a question about fish oil. Ray, what's up?
Hello, Ray. How can we help?
Hey, Dr. Mixon. I talked to you about this before. So I was getting ready to buy your product, you know, your omega-3 fish oil.
Uh-huh.
And so before I go there, I wanted to say, you know, so bioidentical hormones, when you use those, right, they're, even though they're synthetically made, they're exactly the same molecule, right?
They're the exact same molecule your own body makes, right?
Right. Okay. Well, so there is an article I read, I talked to you about.
Yep.
And the this company uses this process that ends up with a fatty acid ester, ethyl ester.
The ethyl esters.
So that would not be a bioidentical EPA or DHA molecule. Is that correct?
Right, but your body breaks off the ester. And here's the thing. I get people from time to time that are very concerned about the ethyl ester and they want the triglyceride version. But we, in a fair number of our patients, we actually measure the EPA and DHA in your blood. Okay, we do an omega-3 omega-6 ratio, in which we measure the amount of EPA and DHA in your blood directly. And when we use our supplements, the levels go up. So, you know, I know there are people that have a theoretical concern, but all of the research that shows the benefits of omega-3 supplementation is done with the processed fish oil. It just is. So all of the studies showing the benefits are done with the processed fish oil. And we see the EPA and DHA go up in the bloodstreams of the patients, and they improve. So
either with yours, which is a triglyceride?
Well, we have both.
We
have access to both, okay? The standard fish oil and the triglyceride version. But what we're finding when we actually look at how the patients do, it doesn't really seem to make much of a difference. I understand the theoretical consideration, but if you look at the literature and see what the doctors doing, the research are doing, they're using the cheapest one they can find, which is the ethyl. And it works.
Well, that's good news.
Yes,
you know,
it really
you read
is.
An article like this and it makes it sound like, you know, goodness, you're not getting an exact molecule like.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you know, there's estrogens out there that aren't really the estrogens that, you know, women make, like that stuff you
that's
talk
right.
about, the horse estrogen.
Yes.
Estrogen, and so that was my concern. It's just that I'm spending this money, and I want to get the benefit, and if yours is, you know, sure.
Ours gets it, and if you have any doubts, we can measure it in your bloodstream and tell you exactly what your DHA, EPA levels are. So,
now, is that included in the $600 or $500? If I, you know,
no, that one is not.
It'll be a different one.
Yeah, yeah. The problem is, I have to select which tests I'm going to do.
I'm not complaining. I just wondering.
No, I understand. But I have the occasional patient who comes in who says, I want it all tested. And I got to tell him, my friend, I got more tests than you got blood or money. So, you know, let's cut it down and do what we really need.
Hey, okay, I want to spring.
Okay, hold on one second. Yeah, I'll be right back to you, but we have to take a break. You hear the music?
Okay, sure.
Ray, hang in there. We'll come back to you here in just a moment. You need to take a quick break and some line open, a line open for you at 206-644-6006, 206-644-6006. It's Leading Edge Medicine, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinic, and your questions for Dr. Mixon continue in just moments. Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon. Mark helping out today.
Yeah.
Training with Lynette. And we'll be back here for after Memorial Day to try and do this myself.
All right, my friend.
Awesome.
Hey, we were still talking with Ray about some questions.
We only got about 10 minutes left in the show, and I got a few more callers to get to. So what was the second thing you wanted to chat about?
Oh, just I got three friends who think that 5.6 A1C is normal because their doctors tell them it's in the normal border range. Are there any papers or books that you can recommend that I can show them that what you talk about is true, that they lose their brain mass and all that stuff?
Well, I can show them that neurology study. I mean, it basically breaks it down by A1C and brain volume over time. So, yeah, I mean, the studies have been done. But the problem is, what is your goal? Normal is what usually happens, okay? We define normal. Here's how doctors define normal. Normal is everything that happens within two standard deviations of the mean. So if A1C goes in this wide range, but when we find the mean and then we go two standard deviations on either side, that encompasses 95.6% of the population. Okay. The bottom 2.2 percentile are abnormally low. The top 2.2 percentile are abnormally high. That's how we define normal. But normal is different from optimal. Optimal is where you function at your best. Okay. So this is normal is just a statistical construct. Right.
So what would be an ideal for somebody to have?
Okay, 5.2 and below is what we shoot for in the clinic.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, normal goes as low as 4.4. So 4.4 to 5.2 is the ideal range we're shooting for.
So, doctor, is that 5.6 actually pre-diabetic then?
Well, 5.7 is where we define
pre-diabetic. Okay. So they're getting close to that.
Well, at 5.6, they're still doing diabetic damage to their blood vessels. Okay. They're just doing it slower. That's all.
Okay. Before it raises.
Yes. But the higher the A1C, the faster the damage is being done. You're getting the same damage. It's just how fast. So.
Right.
All right. Okay, sir. Take care.
Okay, thanks, Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Bye-bye.
Okay, moving over to Barbara, and she had a call from an earlier conversation, a follow-up to that earlier conversation. Barbara, you're on with Dr. Mixon.
How do we help, Barbara?
Oh, okay. Hi. Thanks again, Dr. Mixon. I talked to you earlier today about my stage 4 metastatic cancer that I'm to start immunotherapy on Monday. Uh-huh. And that's from the oncologist. The thoracic surgeon actually concurred with that. But he...
Well, now we got three of us.
Yeah.
We all agree.
I mean, I love that. Yeah, exactly. And but his remarks to me were that I stop immediately taking my bioidentical hormones. And he was actually looking at an old... I used to take Trias, but I've been doing Bias for... I don't know, such a long time. I've been on bioidentical hormones actually for about 25 years, and I've always felt so good, and I just thought, gosh, do I really, is that good advice for me to stop my estrogen? He didn't say anything about the progesterone, just estrogen, or, the triple estrogen.
Okay. Well, again, if you were my patient, I'd be calling him up and I'd be asking him for copies of the peer-reviewed literature that show that this is estrogen is going to interfere with his therapy. Yeah, you know, I don't know enough about the CAR T therapy to tell you whether estrogens will or will not interfere with it. But you know, he is the expert in the field. I'm presuming he has some papers that say that the presence of estrogen will interfere with the CAR T therapy. But if he's just saying it because he's afraid of estrogens, that's a different story. Because he's wrong.
Well, my oncologist didn't say anything about it, and I don't even know I'll be going to him because I'm not doing the surgery really, but he is an expert in the thoracic surgery side.
Uh-huh.
And since my oncologist didn't, you know, comment on that or recommended that I stop,
if you're doing transdermal bioidentical hormones, you're cut your risk of colon cancer by 40%. You cut your risk of heart attacks almost in half. You cut your risk of breast cancer by 30%. The benefits of estrogen therapies in older women are legion. Mm-hmm. The problem is when they used to give them that old Provera, the synthetic version of progesterone. That raised the risk of breast cancer by 67%. And so, but it wasn't the estrogen. The estrogen actually lowers the risk of breast cancer. So, but some doctors are still hanging on to that old 2001 study that has been debunked repeatedly. So my only concern, if your estrogens will interfere with the CAR T therapy, stop it, because the CAR T therapy can save your life.
Is the CAR T therapy the immunotherapy
that's the immunotherapy you're going to get. If that immunotherapy is going to be interfered with by the estrogen, for God's sake, get rid of the estrogen, because the immunotherapy is your only realistic chance of living. Okay.
So by all means,
don't do anything to interfere with that immunotherapy. But if it doesn't have an impact on the immunotherapy and he's just afraid of estrogens, the heck with him. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. But the fact that he thought I was on triple estrogen, not the, you know, double estrogen, would that make his decision? It might be that way.
There are dozens of estrogens out there. And so most of the biased out there is a mixture of estradiol and an estrone mix. I prefer estriol because it's an anti-cancer estrogen, actually fights breast cancer. It all depends on what your doctor is writing for you and precisely which estrogens are in your biased.
Just basically find out why he wants me to.
Yeah, sure. And if it interferes with the immunotherapy, then heavens, yes, then stop it. But if it doesn't interfere with the immunotherapy, ignore him.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Barb. Hey, we have time for one quick comment on a off-air question that came in about recalled eye drops. And you seem like you knew something about this.
Yeah. Well, there's three companies basically that make make eye drops. And some of these eye drops, and why it would happen to three companies, I don't know. Maybe they're all produced in one plant. You know, but there's a contaminant, a bacteria called Pseudomonas aeruginosa, and it's a very, very nasty.
Three times.
Yeah. Pseudomonas aeruginosa, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, Pseudomonas aeruginosa.
Now break it down. What does that mean?
Well, it's a bacteria that is resistant to many antibiotics, and it grows it's not normally found in people, but once it gets into the system, it's a devastator.
Mm.
They've had four people die. And I don't know how many, a dozen, 20, some large number of people have actually gone blind, and a few people have had to have their eyes removed. Mm. This is a really nasty bug. And so, you can look it up. The companies have been published everywhere. you know, Better Homes and Garden, Good Housekeeping.
Yeah, USA Today was the most
USA
recent
Today.
With an update.
So,
yeah.
You know, just look and see which brands. If you're using an eye drop, just make sure that none of those brands, and there's a long list because it's sold under multiple brands, make sure you're not using an eye drop by any of those companies.
Just look that up, artificial tears.
Ooh, there's that big word, Mark. Pseudomonas aureus.
Pseudomonas with an M. Originosa, okay. As in original, only it's with an A, not an O.
Okay.
Originosa.
All right. Good to know. Very good.
Well, one last quick mention of the free health analysis mm-hmm. appointment that you definitely want to take advantage of, at least soon. Includes two free tests, a blood test and an in-body test. And what are some of the things that you'll check for with these tests?
Well, we're going to check basically what your risks are mm-hmm. for getting dementia, heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, degenerative joint disease. Mm-hmm. So these tests are fast. They are free. And if we find that you're at high risk, then we'll offer you a much more comprehensive tests we can follow up after that.
Okay, call now and get your appointment set up at 1-866-86-YOUNG. That's 1-866-86-YOUNG. You can also book that appointment online at lmclinic.com. There are clinics near you in Kirkland, Tacoma, and Linwood. Well, having fun today with Mark.
Yes.
I'm Mark and with Lynette and Dr. Mixon. I'll be solo here in a couple of weeks. We'll see how we do then.
All right. And make sure to tune in next week on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, special show.
Yep. We won't be here live, but Dr. Mixon and Dr. Umat have prepared something special with some of those best of phone calls, too. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time right here on
Leading Edge Medicine.